This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR Radio.
Dub Plate Original.
When a veteran steps in the building, salute and respect from the children. Salute the bad man back, cause a real nigga recognize realness. These MCs can't back to back it. I've been racking up bodies since Raskin's golden jacket. Black tracksuit and a ratchet, butterfly knife in the baggies. Hard knock life, no Annie. Stand one night, I'm smashing. I ain't got time for no rally. Take all the girl and the dollar girl. I'm a yardie, that's how I call a girl. Check one, two, mic and I want two. Man spotted you, then spun you. Can't undo history, I've written too much to be written off young youth. With some kings drinking ace, that's pontoon. Up one street, one suits. That's lyrical kung fu. When we bum tunes, and they spill out the sunroof. The gangsters must approve, and they're waiting for the bus use. Then the end say I got one. Bro, bro, bro. Rude boy, wait let again, cause all them people for dead. The harder them MCs came, the harder them MCs fell. Them sound boys can't two for two it. Man's been stacking up ready from seven in Shabba and Lucci. Dress code once and twos it. Churches know just do it. Earned this, didn't wing through it. Purchase new, not newish. Get along wrist with a Tetley brewing. Italian leather just flew in. Mic of a white gold President Putin. Ref of the lights, no, tell him I'm Lewis. But I'll open your door like gentlemen do it. Whew. This one's called harassment. Line up the caskets. I know Will wants the chorus. I think So wants some ad-libs. I bet Rich wants the royalty. But Rage wants the gasment. To none them fucking little bastards. If he's the best, who's man then? Fucking hell, I'm Cassius. Abu Dhabi madness. Fucking hell, the Zampus. Crack open the champers. For GT and them, that's man them. Yeah, club full of wanksters. Man, act up, that's an ambulance. Wheelchair bandage, 50 bags for the barristers. Yuck, sounds fishy innit. But fuck that shit, got bigger fish to fill it. Then grab 60k for the 60 minutes. Drunk all summer, that's liquid living. High off life, no slips need billing. Bigger sincere to a big boy millions. Axel Rock trying to get the billions. Cribbing over filigans, blacks as illigans. Beef in the ends, better grab some militants. Raps on deck make man so vigilant. It's funny how death makes man so innocent. Image tick, I ain't got time for the mumbling. I'm 100, no suits will I do lunch with. Put it in punch with some of these brothers so sunken. Take a picture of them. If they ain't done shit, when I see the pussy, I'ma grab the pussy. But I ain't got time for the Trump shit. Some boys just don't know levels, but I ain't got time to explain it. I ain't got time to explain it. Don't ask me about beef in the basement. I ain't got time to explain it. I'm your favorite, favorite, favorite. But I ain't got time to explain it. Touch road, man, I've been murking. Come out of a red dream, one range it. And these chick won't free up the shotgun seat. But I ain't got time to be faced it. I ain't got time to explain it. I ain't got time to be mad.
Radio, Chasing Status featuring Kano. At one point in that song, I'm pretty sure he says the lyric, this one's called Harassment. He kind of applied a misnomer to the song.
This one's called Harassment.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, just thought I'd point that one out. Mm. Little line in there.
It was a lyrical blow to the face.
It was. It was indeed. I think that's the best way to describe it. It is Wednesday, and I'm Michael Payne. Renzo Nottingham's in the house, and so is Sarah Debunda.
House.
Which can only mean one thing.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
No, it means it's, no. It means you can. We're going to give you that hump day help in the form of Bropra.
Damn straight it does.
Yeah, man. Because we are your hump day helpers, your Wednesday wisdom givers, imparters. Is that a noun? Can we be imparters?
No, be an imparter, please.
Yeah, well, fuck it. Even if we can't, we're going to be today. We are imparters of knowledge. We're going to help you out. So send in all your queries to FUBAR Radio on Twitter and via email, hump@fubarradio.com.
We're also going to be talking about how we didn't go to the Nike Skepta SKA
launch event. We didn't. No, yeah. We didn't make it, I'm afraid. We tried. We had all the intentions of going,
but we never made. Well, we'll talk about that.
We will indeed.
Coming up, I'm going to tell you about what happened at my casting this morning before I came to radio.
Okay, and then we've got a guest in today as well, Six Figure. He's going to be joining us in the studio at around 4:30, so stay tuned for that.
He's missed a trick, Six Figure has. His name's only got 5 figures in it.
I didn't notice that. I really didn't know. Well, it's weird. The name is like a 6 and then an IX, obviously, which is in Roman numerals. That would be 9. And then a VI would be 6. V's 5, but then an I after V would be 6.
Right.
Yeah.
And
I
then
before
X is
four.
10, and an I before would be 9.
This is like a countdown thing.
I get it. 6, and then the IX spells 6. It's not Roman numerals.
And then it ends in 6.
Right. Yeah. That's smart now.
I get it.
Thought about it.
You should have had a 6 at the end as well, so then it'd be like 666, and then it would be 6 figures.
Yeah.
And I mean,
only problem is he might be like quite religious and not really want to promote the devil in his name. You're kind of stuck with that reputation.
Yeah.
If you have something satanic in it, maybe we can ask him. We can. He's going to be in at 4:30 anyway,
yeah,
let's not have the interview without him.
So otherwise, when he gets there, we're like, well, thanks for coming.
Nothing to say.
We've done the interview.
Senior now, mate. Put the name to a face.
Or we just get a photo with him and then go.
Just introduce your song and then that's it, really.
Before we get into any of that, we'll talk about this week's biggest news.
This has been, everyone's already heard of this, but
absolutely everyone's talking about it. Firefighters were called after a girl threw poo out of a window on a Tinder date. And that doesn't even sound weird anymore. I'm pretty sure you've all heard it so much in the last 24 hours that it sounds like I'm saying cat got stuck in a tree.
Yeah.
Woman got stuck in a window after throwing shit out of it and then trying to retrieve it.
You've never used Tinder, right?
Never used Tinder.
Have you ever used Tinder?
Not for myself. I've used Tinder for Hugh Joseph, who used to be a presenter, our dear friend, ex-presenter on FUBAR. He gave me his Tinder to try and secure him some dates. And even when I was, because obviously I'm, you know, multiple shades darker than Hugh, if you like. And I was sending a black fist to sign off every message on Tinder. And no one batted an eyelid. No one batted an eyelid.
Well,
the darkest fist, the darkest emoji fist. I was sending this as my signature to all these. No one said anything.
Maybe
and Hugh's face is that, you know.
Maybe they were so fancying Hugh, they were like, I'll just overlook that for a second.
Well, maybe he's just got black hands. Maybe this guy.
Yeah. Maybe he's literally just an interesting hybrid of a black and white, but he just got black hands. He's mixed race, but he just got black hands.
Just his hands and feet.
I don't know what I was thinking. But anyway, you were asking if I use Tinder.
Yeah. So basically, anyone who's used Tinder, and the chances are, if you've been out with 10 people from Tinder, a good solid 6 of them were weird.
And right. That's pretty alarming.
Yeah. Well, I'd say so with the girls I'm matching anyway. So last week, we talked about the girl that I went on a Tinder date with. I didn't think there was going to be any possible way to top that.
No, I still don't.
Wow.
I do now.
Yeah. This girl does.
Yes, exactly. No, that's a very good point. So I was thinking in the context of your life.
Oh, yeah.
But this guy then genuinely has. So Liam Smith recently took a Tinder date to Nando's before bringing her home to his student house in Bristol for a, and I quote, Louis Theroux and chill.
They're a classic. We've all done it. We've all done it.
Mm-hmm. I've never been able to have sex after Louis Theroux. I'm so engrossed, in the thing that I just want to, episode after episode until we both fall asleep.
I'll start documenting the sex like Louis Theroux. Yeah.
So I'm just having sex. I'm like, is this fair to say? Is this fair to do? His unnamed date threw her poo out the window in a panic when it failed to flush down his loo. She hadn't realised it would get stuck in between a narrow gap separating the property from another window. Oh, that Bristol architecture. And tried to get it back. Liam recalled, being an amateur gymnast, she was convinced that she would reach into the window and pull the poo out using the tried and tested inside-out bag and glove technique. She climbed in head first after her own turd reached deeper into the window, bagged it up and passed it out over the top and back into the toilet from whence it came.
So he passed her poo
No, and I don't think so.
No, she he wasn't there.
She was
at
doing
that
this.
Point.
She was acting alone.
Yeah, because
time.
She
no,
was
no,
she,
she wasn't.
Really?
No, she wasn't. He helped her. If you read the full article, he helped push her out the window and held her.
So, no way.
And then she passed the bag poo back through the window to him, and then she couldn't get back in herself after.
So
this is the
to
problem
call
with second hand third hand information. I got this from someone who had, you know, someone who had read the article. Basically paraphrased it.
Yeah.
Hold on, but then presumably it's after she... Well, we'll read on, but presumably it's after she got stuck in the window, otherwise why would she have thrown out the window?
So basically, she went to the toilet, she went for a poo.
Yeah.
When she had the poo, it wouldn't flush. We've all had that situation before, not necessarily at somebody else's house, but where
never
it doesn't flush.
Never at someone else's house. Never pooed at someone else's house.
See, I do. I've got no qualms with that.
This is this for me, this is the exact advertisement for why you shouldn't.
Yeah, why you shouldn't.
This is just should be made into an infomercial.
So what would you do on a date? You just leave? Leave the date if you have to go.
Hold it in,
poo.
Man, if I have to.
No,
what,
I couldn't
if you have
do
to,
that.
What if you have... You can't have sex when you're holding in a poo.
Of course you can. Your mind's on other things.
No,
yeah, that
would
relax me and I'd shit myself.
I'd forget all about having to go through a poo if I was having sex.
Would you?
No.
I don't know. I can't think of a time when I've ever needed a poo and been having sex now that you mention it.
You must have farted during sex.
No.
What?
What? Wait, what? No.
Hey, what? No, what? Why did you say that? That's weird, man.
Like our voices are similar and somehow people are going to think that it was me that said that. I've never farted during sex.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah. They're always like proper little raspers as well. Do you know what I mean? Little pops. A little...
Oh, God.
I mean, because you try not to fart, you're squeezing it. Just a little...
So is it one of those that if it happens, you don't acknowledge it and you just like, oh, that never happened. Or
you're
like,
groaning.
Yeah. Well, how many times have you had sex and they fanny farted? Do you know what I mean?
No, that's
all
for
the time,
reason.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's for a reason.
Yeah,
the most
natural
thing.
Flatulence is obviously the reason, but I don't know. I don't recall ever farting or needing to fart during sex.
Okay.
Should we move on?
Yeah. Yes, please.
All right, so... In fact, let me recap. Liam recalled, being an amateur gymnast, she was convinced that she could reach into the window and pull the poo out using the tried and tested inside-out bag as glove technique. She climbed in head first after her own turd, reached deeper into the window, bagged it up and passed it out. Yes, obviously he was assisting her. Over the top and back into the toilet from whence it came. Unless she was just so good at like netball that she wasn't even looking and she just gave it a little pass out through the back through the window straight into
the
toilet.
She was just that athletic. While she was still down there, she could just bend her way back in.
when it came to getting his date back out, she had reached so far that her head and shoulders were stuck in the window as well. She had been upside down in the window for around 15 minutes at this point, and I was starting to grow concerned for her health. I called the fire brigade. The firefighters had to completely destroy the window. Liam noted, I'm not complaining, they did what they had to do. The problem is, I've been quoted north of £300 to replace the window. He has started a crowdfunding page with all this info and more.
That page has since exceeded the £300 by
really?
A long way, and he said he's going to pay for the window, any money left over, split between two charities. One provides flushing toilets to third world countries.
Incredible.
And the other one is for the firefighting.
Nice.
Charity.
What,
very
is he
noble.
Still
very
with
noble.
Her, do we know? Is this her first date and it never
He went back out with her again on a second date to. He said she was a lovely lady. He went back out with her to discuss setting up a crowdfunding page and telling the story.
Yeah.
So obviously she was like, yeah, you can tell the story, don't use my name. He's a very noble guy.
Does she get to sort of pick a charity to donate money to?
Yeah,
they discussed it. Suffered the most.
Yeah, they discussed it together.
Right. Okay, cool.
She must have liked. I mean, she has to have liked him and thickness it, because that's a lot of effort to go for disguising that.
No, I think even if you didn't like someone, you wouldn't want the humiliation of leaving a turd behind in their bathroom.
Well, but you're going to fling it out the window.
Well, yeah.
So, right, okay, I don't know if that's
the alternative. What else are you going to do?
I'd break it up with a toilet brush.
Mash it.
She didn't think of that. Maybe he doesn't have a toilet brush. He lives in Bristol, for fuck's sake.
No, if she's willing to put a bag on her or tissue on her hand to touch the poo, she could have just broke it up with a fucking Hambro and flushed it.
That's a good point.
I presume she tried the double flush. Or
maybe the flush didn't work. Or did it,
no,
did
it
say
it
just wasn't
work,
going down?
It just wasn't flushing.
Yeah, she should have just squished it up in her hand, but with the bag covering
it. Yeah,
and then just dropped it and then flushed the toilet.
Do you know what? I feel like even with a bag on your hand, there's going to be some smell or something.
It's your own fecal matter.
Yeah, but people pick up dog shit all the time. That's not even you. That's another animal's poo. You know, they eat shit off the floor.
This is your own fecal matter and your reputation at stake.
Okay. But if she was going back for some post Louis through and chill, is the hand smell not
like,
gonna,
was she
when they're kissing or whatever?
No, because you can wash your hands, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'd have a complex.
Yeah.
You'd have to roll your sleeves, but you don't want to get none of that smell on your cuffs of your jumper.
if they are going out, if it was me, I could never hold hands with her.
No.
There'd be no, like, zero PDA.
I'd come back in and say, like, I'm a big fan of Michael Jackson, just wear one glove just for the rest of the evening. Just be like,
no, babes, from now on, you're left-handed.
Yeah, imagine. You'd constantly be checking your fingernails, wouldn't you?
Oh, God. What? That will never come out of your fingernail.
And he's got popcorn, can't eat it in case you have to pick it out your teeth.
Fuck's sake.
That makes me feel a bit. But, you know, that's a lot of effort on her part to do that. It must have been some time as well. He must have been thinking what's going on in there. She's, you know, going in the toilet. Is it one of those that you don't want to hear the double flush? Because everyone knows if the double flush happens, you know what's going on.
I think, basically, because I double flush sometimes. Like, if I've gone for a wee, and then I'll flush, and then I'll be like, oh, I'll blow my nose or whatever. Yeah. And then I'll tissue in the toilet, and then I'll flush it again. Because I don't want to leave tissue in the toilet in case he's been for a poo and not flushed.
That might be a good trick,
but then there'd be poo under the tissue.
Oh, yeah.
Not necessarily. Like, the tissue could be covering the poo is what I'm saying. You might not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But then when you flushed it, you'd see that there was no poo there.
Well,
like, you can tell when there's a poo under a tissue.
Yeah, look, take no risks.
Yeah, true. I see your point.
But what you've done there is make a very good thing for people that in this situation that do need to double flush without looking like what's going on. Is if you very loudly pretend you're blowing your nose, then you've got an excuse to flush.
Can also
you?
Sound like a fart though, blowing your nose.
Oh right.
Really?
No.
Yeah, it can sound like, yeah.
Nah, you can always tell the difference between someone blowing their nose and farting.
I think so.
Yeah, but if you're in the bathroom, and you're in the living room, someone's in the bathroom, then all of a sudden you stay.
Yeah, but after you blow your nose, you always sniff. There are certain things that you can
do. Do you not after you've been for a fart? Being for a fart as well, like, you have to go to a separate room to do it.
Been for a, that you're the first person I've ever heard say
no,
that.
I'm
polite, bro. I go to the toilet for a fart.
Sorry, guys. Just been for a fart.
That's not that unusual. I know people that will just.
No, no one
to
says
the
that fuck phrase.
Off. People leave the room to go fart.
Yeah,
I do in certain environments.
You polite bastard.
I know. Well, how are you going to use that as a diss?
It's not even manners. It's not even manners, is it?
It is. You're offending someone's nostrils, man.
Yeah, but I've spent time in China, bro. Like, that's fine out there. I've just adopted that culture. Well, do you know what I mean?
They just fight in front of each other.
Yeah, like, you'll be in this. Bro, I'm not even lying. You can. Yeah. Round the dinner table, obviously, you've eaten a lot, whatever. They're just burping and farting because it's gas, it's natural, it's normal. You can be in this. Bro, I'm no word of a lie. I'm in this supermarket that sold motorbikes. And I'm looking at motorbikes because they were like £200 brand new. And I was thinking, I'm here for another week. Do you know what I mean? That'd be quite fun. Mm. And then next thing, this old woman just walks past with a trolley. She's like, the biggest fart I've ever heard.
You sure it wasn't a motorbike?
No, it could have been. She could have been kickstarting one. That's what it's And I looked at her. She just dumped back an eyelid. Just carries on walking.
Damn.
I knew someone who used to go out the room too far, but then didn't close the door, so we heard it anyway. So,
was
you know,
you?
It was like...
That was you, wasn't it?
It was like, we all know... No, it wasn't me.
Yeah, why are you going red?
But I was to be like... But if I can hear you, you might as well do it in here. And you'd be like, no, it's rude though, isn't it? You don't want the smell. I'm like, but then shut the door. Yeah.
What's the
point
of leaving the room? Yeah. Like it ain't gas.
Yeah.
Like gas knows it's outside the room and it's not meant to come back in.
Do you know what? Instead, everyone should just take charcoal tablets.
Eat them.
Why?
Yeah, they stop your fart smelling.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What about the old lighting the match afterwards? It's something grandparents used to do.
A bit weird,
in the
though,
bathroom.
Isn't it?
That's what my friend Joe in Harley's bathroom. Yeah,
yeah.
He's got a box of matches.
Yeah,
because he lives with a woman, and every time she goes to the bathroom, she lights a match, so you know when she's been for a shit.
Destroying the evidence.
Wow.
Yeah. Burn off the
room. You know, if you went in there, it stank as shit. You'd be like, oh, someone's been for a shit in here. When you go in and it smells like a match, you go,
smells
oh,
like it's been someone's birthday recently.
Someone says just been, and I know who it is who's just been for a shit in there. So
why not air freshener? Why a match?
Because it's stronger.
But then the thing is, it's not the thought of the shit that they're trying to hide. It's the actual presence of a smell. Do you know what I mean? Like people don't want you to know that they're going for a shit because shit smells. You don't want to think of someone doing something smelly like that.
And then coming back on a date and then realising what's happened and thinking, oh, that area.
Yeah, it's just in your mind then, you know?
Is that a killer, a passion killer then on a date?
Yeah, I think so.
So if a girl went for a poo, came back to you and you'd known that's happened, you'd be like, let's do it.
Well, the thing is, I'm a reasonable adult, so...
I wouldn't eat no booty, do you know what I mean? Now I'm going to be paranoid about it.
So you wouldn't eat a booty? Just because you went for a shit.
Just before? If we went
that came out wrong. I worded that wrong. I mean, you'd eat booty anyway.
No.
Well, I didn't know you ate booty.
But only if she hadn't been for a shit within the sort of recent... Only if she hadn't been for a shit recently.
Wait, don't you ask her when she comes in? When was the last time that you went?
Because I might eat your booty. I've not done it before, but I might take it up.
Yeah, I think about licking your batty out. So, what are you saying? When did you last shit?
What date and time? And how was it? Was it a hard one? Was it the consistency of it? Did it flush first time?
How many wipes? Because
what had you eaten? And then Reese will be like, yeah, I'll do it.
There's a window in the bathroom.
I don't think about the. You didn't think about that when you're eating a bottom, which I haven't ever eaten a bum, but that it's going to have perhaps things on the bum, maybe.
Yeah. Moving on.
Yeah.
Should we get into a song?
Let's.
Yeah.
When I wipe the feet, and I watch nothing. Man in the streets, go on the top. Round top of beans and nothing, not touch them. Watch me, yeah. When I wipe the feet, and I watch nothing. Man in the streets, go on the top. Round top of beans and nothing, not touch them.
Don't be about the trouble, free your mind. Don't be under the rubble, seize your time. Don't care about the struggle, free your mind. Don't be about the trouble, seize your time. Don't be about the
trouble. When I'm watching my feet, nah, I watch nothing. Man in the streets, want on something. Plant up the greens and we not touch mutton. Well, I'm a friend for pack and it's time for bust it on the double ten. Nothing not dead, live and kicking. Them love me down a yard like a rice and chicken. Yes, I'm a black piece of corn down a gully dirty bad mind. People use knife and cream. So, we don't watch no face, can't watch nothing. Man in the streets, want on something.
This one, Trouble, featuring Chronix and Maverick Sabre by Sub Focus and Rudimental. That's just like collaborations on every level. Two producers, hey, we should make a tune together and get two artists on it to vocal it. It's like a four-way ting.
Like, they probably had two tracks then, which is like, should we just... It sounds pretty similar. Should we just bang them together, yeah.
Honestly, that's incredible. That's a massive four-way collab. Mm. And I'm sure... Yeah, it's...
Big tune.
I'm really excited for our guest. We've got a Six Figure coming in later. The guy truly is a multi-talented bastard. It's mad. He's mixed.
Please introduce him as that. Welcome, the multi-talented bastard
Six Figure. No, he's an artist, producer, and engineer. And honestly, just his rap sheet is incredible. We'll be getting into that with him a bit later. He should be coming in at some point. After 4:30,
we've basically done the interview with this guy
we
now.
Pretty at the beginning much, and yeah. Now, yeah, we pretty much have.
Well, before that, I'd like to hear more about what happened when you didn't go.
All right, yeah. So we were meant to go to the Nike Skepta Scare launch. So the Nike Air Max 97 turns 20 this year. So as part of the celebrations, Nike have been releasing loads of different reiterations and, you know, putting forth collaborations with people. One of them, probably the biggest one this year, is going to be Skepta. That was the most hyped one. So Nike kindly gave me a pair of shoes, which is really nice, and invited us down to the launch party in South London. And we were so going to go. We were so going
I was
to go.
I was gassed.
We were dressed everything. You know, yeah. When you,
what were you wearing?
Clothes. Nike mainly.
Right, yeah. No, some clothes. I love that, just clothes.
Yeah. And we went to a restaurant we were meeting up with a friend of ours. Shout out Terry.
Yeah, shout out Terry every time.
And you know what? Shout out Terry even more, because I've been realising more and more what Terry's job is like, because I've been watching Mad Men, and Terry works in PR.
Okay.
He works in brand PR. He's basically Middlesbrough's Don Draper. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've seen Don Mad Men. Draper. I do. He's the main character in Mad Men. He's a cad.
Yeah, he's Middlesbrough's Don Draper. Terry's not as much as he's not as much a philanderer as Don Draper.
Okay.
In fact, he's not one at all.
All right, okay.
You know, just in case his wife's listening. And so he kind of stuck dinner on the card on his expenses and stuff for us. So we sat down and we all did.
Told us after it was on the card. I would have fucking...
Oh, yeah, you know the ones when you think you're paying for your own food, so you get a reasonable amount, and then someone tells you they're going to put it on expenses, and you're like, why did I not go for that platter for six?
But it's a hard one to say myself at the beginning, isn't it? Is this on your card or not? And they're like, hell no, you're still there for dinner. To be honest,
there was... We weren't led to believe it was going to be on his card, because it wasn't like him taking us out. We were like, should we get some food?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go get some food.
But he was the one that suggested it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you, being the only three out of the people that are going to eat, have the possibility of expensing things, people are generally going to think that you're paying.
That's true. But then nothing worse at the end when, like, so we split it three ways.
Yeah.
Like,
man,
okay.
I'm the only one that got that platter for six.
And if you are doing that, you make sure you say that I'm not leaving until I've eaten everything on this platter for six. I don't care if we're here till tomorrow.
So anyway, we as we sat down, there was a big group of guys at a table next
suits.
To us. They could have been suits.
They were all wearing white shirts, every single one of them.
They were all wearing TM Lewin shirts.
Yeah.
TM Lewin made a massive... The Liverpool Street TM Lewin hit Target that day.
To be honest, it could have been a TM Lewin staff outing.
It could have been! It fucking could have been! It could have been the menswear designers from TM Lewin, night out in London. So anyway, one of them's done this, the Red Dog Saloon Hot Wings Challenge.
Mm.
My God. This guy looked like someone had broken the news to him that someone had wiped out his whole family.
Tell me what the challenge is.
The challenge is to eat six wings, is it?
Yeah.
Within 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, easy.
With no toilet breaks, no drinks.
Okay.
In between, from when you take the first bite out of the first wing, you're not allowed to drink.
Oh, okay.
Did you say they were spicy wings?
Not just spicy.
Were they? Did you see the guy's face?
Did you see me eat it?
Yeah, you didn't need the same one.
No, but I had the sauce that they covered in. I had that, and that's
because isn't that what makes it the wing? It's not the wing itself that's that sauce,
yeah,
is it?
That's what
I mean,
I'm
that spicy. It would have to be the sauce, right?
Yeah.
Did you have the same sauce as the guy, yes, who did the challenge?
Yes.
Seriously?
I got a separate pot of the Naga Viper chili sauce. Yeah, that's why I had to sign the contract, bro.
You did have to sign the contract.
Hold on, back up. We've skipped ahead. So, right, the challenge is a Nando's challenge, is it?
Or just no, it's
Nando's.
Red Dog Saloon, basically.
Where did you hear Nando's?
I actually thought you said you were in Nando's. I don't know why I heard that. That's a good
point. Have to do a challenge in that. What could they possibly challenge you to do?
Just challenged himself.
And still cried about it.
Okay, so you're in the Red Dog Saloon and you've got six wings to eat that have got hot sauce on them.
Super hot sauce.
Right, okay.
Super duper hot sauce.
And 10 minutes to eat the
10
six.
Minutes to eat them.
Okay, and how did he...
I mean, he did it.
He did it, but
for
he
a
was
shit t-shirt.
Fucked.
Oh,
after.
Okay.
Yeah, his eyes were like red, like piss holes in the snow.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Okay.
You could not see his eyes, basically. It was just red round them,
yeah,
and just lots of wet.
He was all puffy, like he'd been balling.
Yeah.
Right.
Balling.
This is for a t-shirt, yeah, that you went, yeah, a t-shirt.
Literally just for a t-shirt.
It says Red Dog Saloon.
You don't get into the Hall of Fame from doing just that, do you?
What,
how do you get in the Hall of Fame?
There's a Wall of Fame. Sorry, not a Hall of Fame, a Wall of Fame. And I don't think you have
That's
to do
where
another
you have to
challenge.
Eat the
yeah.
most. And
right, so all he got essentially was a t-shirt that advertises the restaurant that fucked him up.
It's not enough, really.
Couldn't do it myself.
No.
I can't. What was that?
Felt like an earthquake.
It did.
I heard the earth move. That was interesting. That's okay. I don't know what that was, but it was a shudder.
I can't do stuff that makes me uncomfortable while eating. Eating's almost sacred to me, and it should bring me the most pleasure mm-hmm. possible. So when people do the whole, look at you, man, you can't get extra hot in Nando's, I'm like, fuck you.
Why
so
do you
what?
Need to? If you don't
yeah,
want
why
it,
do I need to?
Don't need to have it.
All right, cool. So I do.
Harley used to be like that.
I get extra hot, but I don't judge other people for not.
Harley used to.
What, judge
like,
people?
Oh, I say that like Harley's dead. Harley probably still does.
So what? Well, I don't. If you don't like hot sauce, don't have hot sauce. Just have what you like.
Mm. Cool. But you should really have hotter.
Why?
Because it adds more flavour to the food.
And to your tongue, though, you can't taste stuff.
That's
if your
what
tongue
I'm saying. True. It numbs you the fuck out. It just hurts.
Regardless, anyway, fuck this guy up.
Okay.
Fuck this guy up. And we decided after our meal, which kind of fucked us up in a really nice way. You know when you eat and you're just like, I am not going to South London right now. Mm. I can't do it.
So full.
Had a great night out. As a little team.
Where did you go?
Yeah, so basically what happened was, so we ate, I had the Naga Viper chili sauce, because I'm not a pussy all. But I didn't do it as a challenge, because I'm not a narcissist. And I'm great. But, so we ate, and then we got the itis, we couldn't move, we sat down, and then we just decided to go to the pub instead.
Yeah, pub was quite far away, it was a nice little... We did like really leisurely things, we were gentlemen of leisure that night. You know, we had a meal with one another, three of us went out for a nice alfresco meal, and then we sauntered down through Hoxton, straight down to just the sort of back streets of Dalston, and joined two friends of ours at a pub.
Nice.
And there was this lady...
Oh, I need to hear about her. A lady, were you about to say?
Yo, I forgot about this. So we're sitting outside this pub, right? And we've been there for a while. And nothing's happened. Nothing of any interest has happened. And then this lady comes outside and she's got a cycling helmet on and she unlocks her bike and she walks off and then she comes back with said bike and she's like, has anyone seen my bike?
No, she didn't. She said, how long have you lot been sat here?
That's what she said. Yeah, she went, how long have you lot been sat here? And we were like, maybe about half an hour, 45 minutes.
Not even that. Not even
had
that.
It not been that
no,
long?
No, we literally just got a first pint by this point. So about 10 minutes.
Okay, so about 10 minutes. And she was convinced, absolutely convinced, to the point where, let me tell you how convinced she was. She thought that someone had stolen her bike light, but not taken the whole light, smashed a bit off and left it there, but taken this part of the bike light that they obviously really needed, like maybe the bulb or something. I don't even know, because most of the bike light was still there.
Yeah.
Right. And she's getting mad. Yeah. She's like literally doing a nut. She's like swearing to herself and shit. And then I said, you know, pardon me for saying something like this. It seemed logical at the time, right? But I said, is it possible that maybe someone just knocked your bike light off?
That makes sense.
Yeah, but...
Because if you're going to nick it, you just take the whole thing.
But
and you won't be
the way this woman reacted, so just insert, do you think someone might have knocked it off? She just went, no!
She went mad.
Really?
No!
Yeah. She acted as if her kid had been kidnapped, and I said, "Are you sure he wasn't? No, unattended." Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then she got a bike, wheeled it, didn't even ride it. Started wheeling it down the road, stopped in the middle of the road, and just went. Pricks.
Yeah. Refused to ride home because she was missing. It was so well lit around there. Yeah. It was pretty much broad daylight, but she refused to ride home because she didn't. She had a backlight, right?
Yeah.
We drive in a pretty. It's like, you know, we complain a lot about the roads in the UK, but for all intents and purposes, they are decent. Right,
yeah.
They're among the best in the world, possibly. Yep. Right, you know, you're not gonna. It's very, very rare. You're just gonna get chaos on the roads. People, you know, weaving in and out of different lanes. She had a backlight, but she wouldn't walk home. She wouldn't ride home because she didn't have a front light.
Okay, so she had a helmet as well. So she's
protected. Had a helmet.
Well, what I like about that is she does a thing which people do. We do it in England and Britain, I think, is do the mumble. But loud enough for you to hear, so pricks. And if you went, what? She goes, nothing, probably. Yeah.
It was almost as if she was trying to glean a confession out of us. I think she might have thought we stole her bike light.
Because that's what you would say if you stole it. Well, half of her light.
Yeah, you sure someone didn't just knock it off?
Whilst all this was happening, we were actually missing what turned out to be an incredible event.
Yes.
They gave you money, you could get your hair cut, you could buy goods, could eat sweets.
It was a bazaar, basically.
Whoa.
They'd set up, Nike and Skepta had set up a bazaar in South London.
Yeah.
And it looked incredible. Yes, as Reese was saying, you walked in and, you know, upon entry, you get an envelope with...
fake money in.
Yeah, basically.
Fake money. You didn't say that. You said money.
Internal currency, let's call it. Let's call it internal currency.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool, yeah.
And you could buy... They'd set up stalls from all of Skepta's close friends and people that have got various businesses. So his good friend and manager had a flower stall there. There was a jewellery store there.
Mm.
You probably had to rob people's tokens to get anything from there. Do you know what I mean? There was food on sale, but even food from like a corner shop. So you could literally buy super noodles there.
I do love a super noodle.
Just one. Just one at a time.
On toast as well.
She's on the super noodle diet.
But when I said pot noodle sandwiches, everyone went, oh.
No, but super noodle on toast, yeah.
It's the same thing.
It's delicious.
Doesn't it make the toast soggy?
Yeah, and it's lovely. Oh.
And you drain it.
Oh, yeah, you do drain the noodles, yeah, but.
So do you have butter on it as well?
You can do, yeah, if you want. Why not?
I don't know if I'm convinced. I don't know.
Try it. So good. Well, okay, so you missed that.
Mm-hmm. But so Nike obviously collaborated with Skepta and made this 97. Have you seen what Adidas have done to rival this?
I haven't, no. What have they done? Oh, well, no, I know Stormzy has got a range coming out with them.
It's not quite to rival it, but Adidas have re-released the Predator.
Oh, yeah, on the Ultra Boost, right?
Yep, but they've now... Basically, they've tried to make it look like a fashionable crepe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is no longer an AstroTurf. They've now brought... This is so you can go out two-stepping in. You can literally have a game of five-a-side at 8 o'clock at night, finish for 10 and be in the club for half past.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Visions.
Yeah. Literally, do you know, like when people are batting those beach balls around, no more. You can do kick-ups, you can bend one. Women love it when you bend one top bins, you know what I mean?
We're still in the generation where we... The concept of wearing AstroTurfs casually for us is still laughable. So I don't know how I feel about those. In fact, I do know how I feel about them. I'm just trying to be diplomatic.
Yes.
They're not for me. I'm going to be polite and say that.
Okay. Well, I'd like to hear more regularly on this show is the kind of the feature places I didn't go to, events I didn't go to this
that
week
happens.
That I was supposed to.
Thanks for your feedback, Matt.
I like that. That's good.
Would you like to sign this form?
Yeah, sure.
To be fair, it happens quite a lot.
No, I was going to say, it genuinely does. Events that you don't go to, but we can talk about.
Yeah, that turn into great experiences. Yeah.
I'm not going to one on Thursday. Are you going to that?
No, there is an event that I'm not going to that we can definitely talk about.
Oh, that's sorted. Lovely.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next show.
Also, I'm going away until next show.
You only meant to talk about the stuff that you're not doing.
Yeah. Where are you not going to?
I am going to a 1940s car festival in Chichester.
For a week?
From Thursday till Sunday.
Yeah, a 1940s car. Are you being paid to go there?
Yeah. Oh, so okay. It's called Goodwood Revival. It's at Goodwood Circuit.
Fancy.
And I have to dress up in 1940s clothes for 4 days.
Doing what?
They open the festival every day with a fashion show.
Oh, okay.
And as a quasi model, I have to walk around in this really tight suit with my crotch showing. It really does show the penis as well.
Do you have to have a hunchback as well?
No.
So it's just because you said you're a quasi model.
Yeah, it's because I'm not like your generic model. Do you know what I mean? I'm more of a quasi model than a.
Well, I'd like to see some photos of that next week.
And yeah, we can definitely.
Them out during the show with your. Are you going to wear a cravat as well?
I don't. I literally know that I'm wearing a checkered tight suit that shows my crotch.
Mm. I remember this, speaking of cravats, I remember the first time someone said they were putting a caveat in something, and I just thought, why would you put a neck scarf in the middle of your sentence?
Well, that's good. That's a nice event. Well, you've still got the trainers though, so that's.
I do still have the trainers. I got a lovely care package. Mm. I got the trainers. I got a nice bag. I got a t-shirt. I got some stickers, and a key ring.
What did you get?
And a cap.
Oh, I can tell you what I didn't get, which was some trainers, a key ring, and some fake money and some flowers and an invite to that party. But that's what I didn't get.
This concept is going really well.
Yeah,
negative reviews.
Yeah.
Literally,
reviews.
I mean, I got the invite to the party, but I didn't get anything else.
Okay.
Mm. I got invited twice, though, so makes up for what I didn't get.
Yeah, it's true.
But when it comes to popularity, I'm rich.
Yeah. We've got a guest in.
Mm. We do. Oh, is he right?
Should we get into a song?
Yeah, let's do it. Glory Nay, the London House Gospel Choir, and of course yours truly, Michael fucking Payne. It's Foo Bar Radio. Dunno.
It's FUBAR Radio, and we've got our first and only guest in of the day. So welcome, Six.
The multi-talented bastard, as we described him.
Yeah, we've given you a little nickname, the multi-talented bastard. But first, before we get into that, we were kind of having a bit of a debate, an internal debate about your name. So at first, you don't make it easy for people, do you?
No. I can explain why, though.
My theory was at first that the I genuinely thought, like an idiot, that they were all Roman numerals in it. So I saw the IX and then I thought that's a 9, and then VI I thought was a 5, but then we saw that. No, VI. Yeah, sorry, VI 6. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Absolutely. But then, it's 6.
Yeah.
That's the pronunciation.
Yeah.
But give us the origins of the letters and numbers.
I used to be called 6 foot class 2.
Right, of course.
Yeah. So doing that, and then I went from 6 foot to 6 figs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's when I made 6 figure music.
Yep.
The label.
Of course.
Then I didn't want the label to be so much about me.
Yeah.
So I took the figs off. I used to call myself 6, but I've always spelled it 6IX, the number 6IX.
Right, of course. Yeah, yeah.
But then
By itself makes perfect sense.
A couple of years later, obviously Drake came out with the clothing line from the 6.
Oh yeah.
And then it kind of just, anytime you typed in my name, you just saw Drake.
Yeah.
So I went away for like a year and a bit, just focused on engineering. Then now I'm coming back, I've just put the VI because it's 6, so 6-6 six basically. But it's just to keep, when you're typing me, you just get me.
Reinforce that as well, 6-6. I get it.
If you ever decide to, you know, become Antichrist, you could bang another 6 on the end. Be 6-6-6. And that's also 6, that is also exactly 6 figures then as well.
Yeah,
so.
I was thinking the other day I might put a P on the end, call it 6VIP. Maybe. Never know.
Good, better than your idea, mate.
Well, you know.
Yeah, you never know what turns you can take in your sort of religious insight and stuff.
Exactly. Have you ever heard the devil's side of the story? No. So let's just hold out, right?
He's got a point.
Yeah.
He's got a point.
This is a very good point. But let's hear your side of the story, man, because we know you as engineer, producer, artist. The engineering bit got me, man. You've produced some of the biggest UK urban songs of the last 3 years.
Yeah. I've always been, like, I've never looked at it as rapper, producer, engineer. I just make music.
Yeah, of course.
Today, if I just need to mix down some strings and put a bass line behind it, that's what I'm doing today. If I need to write something, I'm writing today. I don't segregate it, I just make music.
Yeah, yeah. In brackets, sound better.
So,
be honest, have you ever had gone to mix and master any one of these songs come through? Have you ever thought this is shit and then it's blown up and popped?
Yeah, you don't have to name the song.
No, you don't have to name it. That must happen.
Have you ever done something for the money and then you're like, whoa, shit, that's the thing.
I've never done it for the money.
Okay.
Everything that I've put my name on and worked on is because I like it.
You're even a better man than I.
You're a better man than me still. I'll be just grabbing the cash. If I could mix, I would have been responsible for some of the most terrible release. I'd have been responsible for like Cheeky Girls and shit. If I could mix, I'd have done it all. Because I ain't got to be credited. I'd be like, who the fuck is he? I don't know.
You know what it is? Before, I don't know, I've always learned to not do it for the money, innit? Because I've been doing it before the money came. So
yeah.
I'm not going to do what my heart don't desire. Because I'm not going to care. And you're probably not going to get the best out of me.
I hear that.
So
you have to be passionate about absolutely everything.
There's a lot of work. That's why I don't take sessions.
Mm.
I don't, like, you can't hit me for a recording session.
Don't call me, I'll call you type shit.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I wasn't like that in the beginning. I did a year of it. And then after, I just feel like I'm putting my energy in the wrong places.
Yeah, was it due to kind of bad experience? Like what you thought were bad experiences?
I'm doing it for 30, 40 pounds an hour. Then the money's coming in, but I'm not getting to actually train myself. Like, because a lot of the time, no offense to anyone, but they're not on what I'm on.
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like I'm working at a capped version of me. So I'm not able to. And then some people are stuck in their ways. Some people know that I'm a rapper, so when I give them advice, they're taking it as another rapper's giving
it. Of course.
They forget
about the multi-facets.
Yeah, and then the egos start coming in, and it's just that. And then some men don't understand that recording one-on-one with your engineers best. Like, you don't need to bring 50 man, 50 opinions.
Do you know, it's interesting you say that, actually, man. It's tough wearing different hats as an artist, because I'm an artist manager as well. Okay. So sometimes if I give advice to my artist, I feel... Does she feel like this is coming from me as a manager or as an artist? And do I feel? Do I now feel like, you know, those them dancer mums that could have been somebody and they weren't there? I could have been somebody. You ruined that. You're going to dance school. I feel like one of them.
I just try and stay away from it. So I just let everyone do what they're doing. The people that do understand and do get it and do understand what I do and my worth, you see me with them. I'm working with them now.
Well, on Monday, you won't be producing or engineering. You will be rapping because you're doing a headline show at the Jazz Cafe, right?
Jazz Cafe as well, man. Hallowed venue as well, man. Yeah, like, man. Everyone who's somebody.
We're close to selling out
in black music. Yes, congrats.
Yeah, man.
How are you feeling about it? And that's the first headline show as well.
That's my first, like, proper show.
To be able to sell out that venue as a first headline show is incredible.
Yeah, man, it's great, man.
It's testament to the years you've been putting in to solidify your name, isn't it? You can now jump to that. You don't have to do, like, no offence to people that start at smaller venues. But
I've done my fair share of small, especially in Shoreditch as well. I've done a lot with TE.
Yeah, Phoenix, of course.
When he was coming up.
He's a previous guest of ours as well.
So I've done a lot of shows. Like, even when he opened up for Future, I was there. Amazing. Opening up with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, most of the big shows that he's done, I've been there. Yeah. So it's like...
So you've done the training.
I've done it.
Now
it's
just time to put it
about
all...
Me, yeah.
You must have known you had the fan base, though. You've been pulling in big views on tunes that had dropped 1-2 months ago, hundreds of thousands of views.
I didn't know I was in it because...
You
no offense
to
Link Up, because Rashida, that's my guy, but my music doesn't work there, and I think that's what's happened. Like, I've clocked recently because I put Dozen, and I'll say Dozen is probably one of the best videos you'll see, and it's only got 40k.
Yeah, it's
and
a weird one.
I put
that
how many months ago?
But
man,
but put out the problem is now is before, if you dropped something on Link Up when it was a smaller base, you got 40k views. You know those 40k views were coming. That was pretty much their whole base, and it was people who loved the music. Now, due to, I'm not saying this is wrong, but because Stormzy has taken, you know, like, urban music onto a higher
to a level.
The people you're getting, a lot of them are like, you know, 13-year-old white girls, and do you know what I mean? Yeah. And they're not looking. They want to see a Stormzy video. Yeah. Or
they want to know people they've heard of before.
I think their fan base now has changed. It's not the same fan base as it was before. So when I put up Dozen and I saw what it did, if you look at the dates. Like, the timing of that video, there was a big gap before I dropped Super, because I had to rethink my, like, what I was gonna do,
and
how I was gonna do it, if I was gonna get a distribution deal, if I was gonna do it independently, if I was gonna go with one of these channels and try help make them push me. But it's like I met my manager now, Iron, and he just said we just do it independent.
Shout out to Iron as well, because he's put us on to over half the guests we've had on this on this show,
and hooked us up with Wireless Festival as well.
Oh yeah, he did when he went down and interviewed Chasing Status.
Was that the year was that the year we climbed over in that? Was that Iron?
Yeah, but the guy boosted us up.
That was Iron. Yeah. Natalie was first over. Natalie front flipped. That was mad.
But like the album and the single off the album is super.
The first single off the album was super.
Do we have that?
Dozen was like, I dropped it just to see if people would understand the sound.
Yeah,
and take it, because that's like the most, like, biggest in terms of like the way the vocals come in and the beat. It's the biggest song on that and Sourcing. Like, it's a lot going on.
Uh-huh.
So I dropped it. Like, I was getting a lot of feedback on the road, like, yo, that tune's hard.
That's the thing. That's
my SoundCloud plays were bumping. Yeah. Like, it was getting plays on SoundCloud, and then the video just didn't.
It's weird where you will get the. I get a lot of real life.
Yeah,
really comes and slaps you in the face sometimes.
Yeah,
doesn't
definitely.
Because artists in this day and age, yourself and myself included, I think we pay too much attention to numbers on a screen.
Yeah.
This is how many people have listened to this song. No, it fucking isn't. Do you know what I mean?
Me,
it really isn't.
It's just one platform.
Exactly.
They don't realise people have got it on Spotify, they got it on
iTunes.
Apple Music.
Do you know what I mean?
People are bootlegging it as well.
Right, you have the Roadmen bootleg. Roadmen ain't got Spotify cards. Roadmen ain't got, do you know what I mean? They're hearing your music through. So when you, like you were saying, when people, when you're getting the reaction from the road, you have to kind of think, there's this platform that
that no one knows about.
Yeah, they don't even know it's there. Yeah. It doesn't exist online like that. There's no stats for it. Exactly. Yeah. It's purely word of mouth. Yeah. And probably still CDs.
And so if I bought it and got it on my iTunes, you can't see how many times I've played that song. Do you know what I mean? Exactly. I might have just bumped it, or my friend. I might have ripped it and then sent it to one.
That's it. I might have played it in front of 100 people. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. It could have been a barbecue. Yeah. It's an amazing feeling to kind of be able to think about all the numbers that you don't know about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Versus all the numbers that you
I put out Super, a lot of people, I got a lot of backlash, like, because obviously the first few days I only had a couple hundred views, if that. And like, even myself, I felt like, oh shit.
It knocks the confidence, doesn't it?
Did I fuck myself? You get me? And then it's like, it started connecting, and then it just started to take off. Nice on that quarter of a mil.
Brilliant. So brilliant. Like, and we have got that, haven't we? Yes.
We're playing Dozen, right?
No, oh, we're going to play Trap Booming.
That's with my broski Ricochet.
Shut up. All right, well, if you do us the honour of introducing it for us.
It's your boy Six. This is Trap Booming, track 2 off my EP 1. Go get that now.
Trap Booming, I do trap doors. Real talk. What do you put me off the shits for? Trap Booming, I do kick doors. Real talk. What do you think we off the shits for? Growing up, I had nothing. Real talk. Real talk. Growing up, I had nothing. Same nigga turned nothing into certain. Real talk.
It's Six Figure Music, baby. Real
same talk. Nigga turned shit. Yo, fuck! No! Gotta run it up. Yeah. It's hard now, but it came soft. Yeah. See my team run the roads. Yeah. All my niggas made over boss. Yeah. You that nigga there without the sauce. Nah. Couple whip and never ask the cost. Hit the studio and check on lads. Billing splits, yeah, we kicking back. Turn the arts room to a smokehouse. Got machines counting dough now. Yeah. Just took in what AZ broke down. Made man, they wanna know now. Fuck a bitch, you weren't bad enough. Told A, check the camera. Me and Ricochet all in the mouth. Sucker, fuck me, stick it in and out. Plugged up, I make nice moves. I cause a flood like a typhoon. Set up homes like right moves. Mobile business like a tycoon. Told them the price for a nice food. Told them single file like a nice cube. I just linked them in the hoopty. Threw it out the window like a drive through. Come and get me, that's a different test. I ain't worried about the internet. Get close to bitches, then I distance them. They keep falling for the intellect. Models all up in my corridor. Tiptoeing on the red floor. I just said the code's 1496. Baby, meet me next door. Bitches preening through the next door. So I cut out through the next door. I got hella bitches downstairs. So I'm fucking on the next floor. Don't ever walk in your stick. Go downstairs, don't make it big. Told her don't go the wrong way. I take that down, look off your face. Now I go, I'm moving awkward. Crying, lacing up a Jordans. Couple boss bitches around me. Don't make eye contact with Jordan. Everything I do with caution. We don't want no one reporting. Then I get back to recording. But bring your friend back for the force. Trap booming, I do kick doors. Trap booming, I do kick doors. Trap booming, I do kick doors. What you think we off the shits for? Trap booming, I do kick doors. Trap booming, I do kick doors. Trap booming, I do kick doors. What you think we off the shits for? Growing up, I had nothing. Same nigga turn nothing into something. Growing up, I had nothing. Same nigga turn nothing into something. Growing up, I had nothing. Same nigga turn nothing into something. Growing up, I had nothing. Same nigga turn nothing into something. No sleep, I ain't sleeping. Two B's like I'm cheating. Phone me if you need it. Niggas know I stay scheming. Bitch with me stay fleeky. She bad, I don't need it. Every day I face demons. Shit's bad, you don't see it. I'm a cheater. If she with me, she gon' eat it. Next flip, I'ma double up. Cause the last two I broke even. Ain't got it, I'ma take it. Bitch, you fucking with the takers. Keep it with me on the daily. They ain't with me, they were fake. Told you from the jump, I'm all in. Told you all my dogs important. New plug, he important. I just need a re and a foursome. No games, spitting fire like I'm propane. Big belly like I'm rosé. Said big belly like I'm rosé. I can't even remember hoes' names. We can't talk, they ain't a whole bang. Niggas talking like they so gang. And they don't even know my whole name. And they ain't even seen a whole thing. And they ain't even seen a whole thing. Made man, chase bands. Gave our money, we can't shake hands. Talking till it's time to face man. And all these
bitches want a face man. White girl, spray tan. You can fight, I run my spray man. And I ain't even gotta do the hooting. How my little nigga ape man. Trap booming, I do kick doors. Trap booming, I do kick doors. Trap booming, I do kick doors. What you think we off the shits for? Trap booming, I do kick doors. Trap booming, I do kick doors. Trap booming, I do kick doors. What you think we off the shits for? Growing up, I had nothing. Same nigga turn nothing into something. Growing up, I had nothing. Same nigga turn nothing into something. Growing up, I had nothing. Same nigga turn nothing into something. Growing up, I had nothing. Same nigga turn nothing into something.
Michael Payne, Reece Sanders, with special guest,
your boy Six.
Hey!
Professional. You've been on chat shows before, haven't you?
Yes.
Did it make you think of Carlton dancing when you heard the broke perfume tune?
I was thinking, what's that? And then I tried to catch it, and then I was a bit early.
That's perfect. That's good. Sounded personal.
Welcome to the Broper Studio, anyway.
Mm. Out here in Chicago. We've taken it on the couch. Oprah's old studio, so we're just here in Chicago right now. Just chilling out. <Yeah.
laughs> So if the studio audience can keep it down, we have... So basically what happens is our studio audience and our listeners that couldn't make it to the studio today, they send in their problems and... What we'd like is for you to try and
solve them.
Yeah, share some wisdom. Help them with their hump day problems.
I'll see what I can do.
They can be quite interesting.
So this one's tamer than normal.
Okay,
good. It's from JJ in Ealing.
Yes, JJ.
He says, "My very new housemate always has tuna breath. Sometimes when he leaves the room, it lingers a bit like a fart from a cartoon. The thing is, I've never seen him eat tuna. What could it be? How could I ask?"
That shit's halitosis.
Honestly, you just got to be honest with your mate. If he's your mate, he'll understand it. Like, just don't do it.
Yo,
if
you've never seen him eat tuna, I was going to say it could be pum pum breath, but unless you've been seeing him eat that as well, do you know?
You wouldn't see your friend eating pum pum.
Unless you're like a real good friend.
That's something most people do in private. Do you know what I mean?
But I just hit him, man. Like, bro,
would you maybe be subtle about it? Like every time he talks to you, just kind of flinch or
no, man. You just got to tell him like, yo, straight. Like, take him to the side, like, yo, bro, you're my guy. I love you, innit? Like,
you gotta start with some.
We can't go out like this.
Yeah, yeah. Like, this is his new housemate. Yeah, not even his friend.
He doesn't even know him.
No, but I like your angle though, because I feel like if he starts with yo, bro, you're my guy. Instantly, you know what I mean? He's going to trust him after that. And he's going to trust him to have his best interest in mind.
I can't stand stinky breath. If you can live in your house with stinky breath, then by all means do it. But
yeah, for real.
I couldn't, innit?
You've got to pay my rent.
You've got to call him out in front of other people. You can even pull up that. You might not even talk to your brethren about it or the other people you live with. But you have to say, like, even they agree. You have to pull that line out.
Yeah, yeah.
We've all said that your breath stinks.
You've got to pay some actors.
Call him out in front of everyone.
That could you know, tiff it the wrong way.
It becomes a bit of an intervention.
I just hit him on a one-to-one.
Yeah.
But if it's just you, he could be like, oh, that could just be like one time I was caught slipping. Do you know what I mean? It's just me and him. No one said it before. If it happens again,
you pull him up again.
You say it in front of everyone. Bro, your breath is kicking.
So you got to watch when you're sleeping if you do that.
So, Six, you go for... one-to-one, pull him aside. Yeah, give him the benefit of that the first time. Yeah. Give him the benefit of that.
Like, where I live, like, that's everyone knows me. Like, even like at the studio, like, I feel like it's like my home, innit? If there's something going on that I can't, I'm gonna, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yo, dog.
But Reece is going for shame tactics. Straight away, get some people that he probably doesn't even know into a room and get everyone to tell him his breath stinks.
Yeah, we've all been talking about it, yeah, and we've come to the conclusion that your breath stinks, bro.
Well, this is to the new housemate. It's not going to be an old housemate. It's going to move out if you do that.
Yeah, when I moved into my house, if I was stinking, I'd want everyone there to, like, your breath.
Would you not want to be pulled aside?
Imagine being pulled aside, but if you cuss him out in front of everyone, yeah, you've got it out there in the open, everyone knows. Imagine getting pulled aside like 10 times, bro, by different people.
No, but obviously by the third time you would have sorted yourself out.
Like, is this about
the breath? Yeah.
How can you already know what they want to talk about?
Oh, how bad is the breath though when you leave a? I mean, if you have bad breath, You feel like you know you have bad breath, surely. But you
People that have bad breath talk the most, they never notice.
I'll say, even some days I've had a slippery day and I've not even noticed.
Really?
That.
That's the
thing. Yeah, someone, one of my people's pulled me up.
If you've been smoking, eating, drinking.
Living.
All at the same time.
Yeah.
So, but then how bad is it that you have to leave a room and the breath just stays?
If your breath, leaving the room,
then it might not be your breath then.
Oh, that's true.
And yeah, maybe
if you just moved in the yard, you maybe need to check the pipes for the old prank that tenants do when they leave a yard. They'll leave rotten fish in a place that's hard to reach. So the smell, you experience the smell way before you ever find the source. So maybe someone's done that. If you've just moved into the yard and you can smell fish.
Sometimes they put fish in the curtains. I've heard that before. They sew them into curtains.
Man, you did that, and that's too much detail. That's too much detail.
That's a lot.
Just ask
that's a lot. Good prank. Good stuff to bear in mind again. So now we've got, just in case you ever become a devil worshipper, just in case you ever leave a yard and you hate the landlord.
Yeah, and you know that deposit's not coming back. Go for it.
Stick fish in the pipes.
Some fish in the curtains.
Or ask him what he does for a living, and if he's a fisherman, then there's your answer. Do you know what I mean?
I'd test him out. I'd say, hey, I'm just having a tuna sandwich. Do you want one? If he goes, no, it's definitely not tuna.
What, tuna? No.
Vegan. Vegan, you prick.
Then you know it's not tuna.
That could be what he could smell because he's vegan.
That's true. Vegans usually smell some bullshit.
Fly spray and
that's
shit.
That's very unlucky if a vegan smells of fish.
Self-righteousness. Vegans usually smell of self-righteousness.
And hunger.
Real hunger.
Hunger and defiance. No, I won't eat that motherfucking burger. I don't care how tasty it looks.
So what are we telling JJ Nealon then? We're telling him take him to one side?
Depends on how many of you live in the house. If it's just you and him, just take him to the side, because you can't escape him. He's there every day. You can't escape him either, innit? Every day is an extra day, innit? Is how many days can you take?
That's it. Yeah. I think since Six is our guest, and because his idea is like way more humane than yours, I think you should go for that. What was his name?
JJ.
I think you should definitely go with Six's advice, but that's just my advice.
Mine's different. Do that.
Well, thanks so much, man, once again for coming through, joining us, and helping us to impart some Wednesday wisdom. Before you go, let people know, because there's literally a few tickets left.
There's only
for your
a few
Jazz
tickets
Cafe.
Left. So basically, there's a few tickets left on Eventbrite. You could just go there, type in Six Figure Music or 6IXVI, you'll find the tickets. Shub's tickets are sold out, and there's a few tickets left on Ticketweb.
Amazing.
So if you just,
and there's two less tickets now, because myself and Reese are going to be there.
And also, if you tell us your socials, then they'll be able to find it on there, right?
Instagram and Twitter, just my name's the number 6IXVI. Follow Six Figure Music. Snapchat, vi.6.
It's all on and popping.
Just type in the 6IX, you should just see me. Up somewhere.
Don't go for Drake. All right. So thank you so much once again, my bro. And we'll keep supporting you. We'll see you at the Jazz Cafe on Monday. Yeah, we're going to get into a song now. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some other bullshit, basically.
I wish we were grown and old enough to run away. Now I can't leave home, I need to stay and save my ways. I wish I didn't live miles away and with my mother. I wish we were kids and maybe we could live with each other. And though I'm out of town, proud to consider keeping me around, so I will deliver. I will deliver.
I will deliver. I will deliver. I will deliver. I will deliver. I will deliver. I will deliver.
Down to the river, I'll go south of the river. You know I'll drown in a river for you, for you. Down to the river, I'll go south of the river. The
one devotion, you've already got it, babe. When I get my promotion, I'ma see you every day. We can get it low to buy a powerboat and ride. But now I'm overflowing, overworked and loathing life. And now I'm out of town. I'm proud to consider keeping me around. So I will deliver. I will deliver.
I will deliver. I will deliver.
For the river, how many rivers? You know I'll drown in a river for you, ooh, for you, ooh. Down to the river, I'll go south for the river. There's clouds in the river, well fuck it, I'll drown in a river for you.
I feel like it's easier or even harder now to grow up under the spotlight.
All right, much. Parkinson, that was a really good question.
I'm just interested.
No, no, if you look at the Drew Barrymores and the Michael Jacksons, I think back then it was more like, you're a kid, but we're just going to let you party with people that are adults, and therefore drugs and alcohol were a bit more of a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine being famous at even 18. I was really annoying. I was so annoying. What about you? Were you really annoying as well? You were just sort of like emo.
Just a cool guy, really.
I don't think you were, because I've seen your passport photo.
That guy had a lot of fun.
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose with Nossa
from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
She said anything, anything. She said anything, anything. And she wanna give me everything, yeah, she wanna give me everything. She said anything, anything, she said anything, anything. And she wanna give me everything, yeah, she wanna give me everything. So why don't you do that thing for me? Girl, you got me falling in so deep. The way that you whine's got me so weak. Only do that one thing for me. Feeling for your love, I ain't seen you in couple days now. Coming for you, baby, I promise that I won't play round. Running to the money, I pray that I never break down. And you stay down, so I stay round. Mamacita, I love your feature. Yeah, you look good, Mona Lisa. How you sweet, so you is a keeper. I need you for my peace of mind. And I love the way you move, oh baby. There's just some things you do, oh baby. You know I do my thing, and this is just how I live. And I love the way you move, oh baby. There's just some things you do, oh baby. You know I do my thing, and this is just how I live. She said anything, anything. She said anything, anything. And she wanna give me everything. Yeah, she wanna give me everything. She said anything, anything. She said anything, anything. And she wanna give me everything. Yeah, she wanna give me everything. So why don't you do that thing for me? Girl, you got me falling in so deep. The way that you whine's got me so weak. And you only do that one thing for me.
If I give my all to you, nobody let me go. That's just something that I need to know. That waste man, you should let him go. Anything or anything, you're moving on to better things. We're getting him, you wanna give me everything and everything. And I love the way you move, oh baby. There's just some things you do, oh baby. You know I do my thing, and this is just how I live. And I love the way you move, oh baby. There's just some things you do, oh baby. You know I do my thing, and this is just how I live. She said anything or anything. She said anything or anything. And she wanna give me everything. Yeah, she wanna give me everything. She said anything or anything. She said anything or anything. And she wanna give me everything. Yeah, she wanna give me everything. So why don't you do that thing for me? Girl, you got me falling in so deep. The way that you whine's got me so weak. And you only do that one thing for me.
That's Renz with Anything on FUBAR. Not anything, anything.
Anything.
No H, yeah, no H. We had Six in the studio like minutes ago. He just left, man.
Yo, coolest Brit in the world.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Coolest Brit. He's just
so talented. He's
very
unreal.
Tall. Yeah, made you two look short.
He ducked to get out the door.
Yeah,
yeah. He's a tall one.
And that's because, do you notice before the photo, he said, "Oh, I was six, I'm tall," and I was thinking, so are we.
No. You know what I mean?
At least we thought we were.
Everyone in here right now, I think myself, we're all tall people. Yeah, I felt short compared to him.
Yeah, me
I
and
liked.
Michael Payne are about 6'4", right? I know you can't see
us. Well, no.
Together as well. Yeah. We're each 3'2".
Each, yeah. You're not 6'4", both of you. Not because we just said during the song that we thought he was 6'5", and he was a good 3 inches,
yeah,
I'd
say. But I am 6'4".
He always says this.
Yeah, but I get measured regularly for my job.
Yeah, that's
that
a good point.
True. All right, well, he's 6'7".
And I'm 193
then.
My cousin's 6'7".
And I get measured regularly for policemen's jobs.
My cousin's 6'7", and he's just dropped some good songs. No. he's about that high.
All right. Well, that's a good height.
It is.
Anyway, talking about getting measured, I believe you might have been somewhere this morning.
I didn't get measured this morning, right. However, I did have a cast. I got measured last night. I had a fitty, and then today I had
fitty. Why did she want to measure you?
I had a fitty last night, 9 inches. Anyway,
right. Now, enough about the pizza. What happened after?
So today I had a casting for Selfridges. Right.
Ooh.
So I had to be here. I said I'd be here about 11, half 11. So I thought I'd get to the casting. It starts at 10. I'll get there bang on 10. Now, do you know when you wake up in the morning, yeah, and you don't really speak to anyone until you get to work or unless someone calls you?
When I wake up in the morning, the sunlight hurts my eyes. And something without warning love's usually heavy on my mind.
Yeah, that's actually a good point.
But then I look at you.
Yeah. Oh, and the world.
It's all right. Yeah, it's all right with me.
I actually hate if there's a morning where I have to speak to somebody. That's a bad morning for me. I like the morning where you wake up and you have your own time and you speak to nobody until you get to work.
Right,
that's a good morning.
I'm a good morning person because I don't have a curtain in my bedroom. Oh. I like to wake up by natural sunlight. Because when you do that, you always wake up in your lightest point of sleep. Right. So you're never groggy and you're always in a good mood.
Yes.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Someone's messing about.
I'm being an idiot.
He's standing up.
Abby's trying to put the camera on me. I don't know why. I don't want to be surveilled.
It's going to follow you. Do you think it's just the camera in here? We follow you all week.
Well, there's
the
like five cameras in here, to be fair.
There's three.
Well, I'm glad you weren't following me today. Anyway.
Okay, well, what happened when you went to the
casting? I'm so sorry for the interruption.
Oh, no, it's fine. So, basically, I went to the... I get there, and it's a Selfridges head office.
Ooh.
Now, they've got 103... I mean, it's near Bond Street anyway, so it's quite in a nice place. Mm-hmm. Their building is huge, and it's about... I mean, they've got two buildings next door to each other, and they're both massive. So I went in the... First of all, I went in the wrong building, and I went up to the receptionist, and the guy was so rude, I couldn't understand what he was saying. Like, he was that... Do you know, like, them rogue men that don't actually open their mouth to talk?
Yeah.
So I get there, didn't understand a word, I was in the wrong building. So then I go to the right building, I get in the lift, and I go upstairs, and there's, like, a few people waiting there before me, but I didn't speak to any of them. I've not opened my mouth yet today. On the casting sheet, it said they're looking for people with a lot of personality. And I thought, that's me, but yet today I've not spoken to anyone yet. So I'm sat in there.
Either you or someone's schizophrenic.
Yeah, pretty much.
I wanted to ding that, but I felt it'd be inappropriate.
Part of you felt it'd be inappropriate.
Like, oh, no,
yeah, one personality did. So anyway, I get there, and I've not spoke to anyone yet, so I've not had time to, you know, get my voice ready or kind of bring myself to a level that's ready to talk to the public.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But I've read on this call sheet personality, so when it got to my time, I was like, I like burst in the room and like thinking all this stuff in my head, like, I want this job, Selfridges, a lot of money, like, I want this. So I burst in the room, door opened so much easier than I thought.
I love that. Love it when that happens.
So you were just like falling through.
So I just went, poof, door slams open, and I'm just stood there. Not, and the only look I've got on my face is shit. You know what I mean? So I'm not even.
Well, that is a hell of an entrance, and you did want to make one.
Yeah, so I get there, and there's three people behind this desk.
Are you going to make one, not destroy one?
Smashing the door like a Hulk or something. Wherever I go, I like to smash down a door.
And I just imagine that the first thing they saw was just me there, just scared looking at the wall.
Maybe that's like your blue steel look. That's your scared model look. Freaking out.
So I've slammed the door open. Everyone's looking at me. It's got weird already. There's this girl who, she went in before me. As she came out, that's when I went in, she saw it all happen. And I think she waited till I come out so she could talk to me about this whole situation. So anyway, I've opened the door. That's happened. And I've given her my portfolio. Now, my portfolio is, it's just plastic wallets with photos in. And you know the friction and how plastic wallets are stick together, right? Mm-hmm. It's a new portfolio as well, so it's not really been used that much. So it was quite stuck together. So they go to get one of my composite cards out, and that has a photo of me on the front, on the back, all my measurements.
Okay.
And they take two of them. So one they can write on and one they can keep for reference.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get my portfolio. They're going through.
They just keep photos of you for personal?
No, for reference to the for the models.
Okay, cool. Sure.
So I can hear them going through my portfolio and they're pulling the pages apart. And one of the, so there's an old woman and this guy that's sat there. There's another guy who's now taking photos of me. As he's pulling the pages apart, he goes, oh, he's like, why is it all stuck? Have you spilt something on this? Why are all the pages stuck together? So I said, oh, I just really like the look of myself.
I'm personality.
Bro, I'm creasing. But that's it. No one else in that room is laughing at this. Bro, I've literally kicked the door open, told this old woman that I think I'm paying and that I masturbate over myself. Laughed at my own joke.
So when do you start?
I don't think
therapy.
I So then I leave. I mean, it didn't have a bad ending.
No.
I leave. It didn't go. I mean, as I left, I apologised for my remarks. Which is, a casting should never end with an apology.
I was going to say.
So I leave the room and this girl was still out there and we start talking about it. Anyway, we're now going out on a date, so...
No!
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, where is it? I'm dinging that.
Bit worried about the kind of this girl's taste now.
Yeah, that's true.
How did you pull after that?
She found it a joke.
I think that whenever you see her now, you're going to have to smash through doors like that. She's going to think that's your thing. Yeah,
it's like John Wayne entrance. Into shit with like
Reese, want to go on date with you?
I can only enter places with saloon doors now. Yeah, you know what I mean? So I can have the entrance.
You need to go on wherever you're taking her before, wherever you're going out, make sure it's an easy get through door because you don't want to go up and do what you did before. It's
you need some automatic doors
in
that motherfucker.
I need to be testing them.
But you know those doors where you try and it just doesn't work and you're like, actually I saw a guy I was on a train yesterday and it was actually funny and I should have helped him but I was pissing myself too much because you know those on the train doors they're like automatic and they open if you just press anything and this guy kept coming towards it and it kept opening and then just because he wasn't pressing right and then opening and shutting again opening and he was like, I can't get through. He gave up going to the toilet because the door kept shutting. But then as soon as he walked away, it opened up fully. I was like, is this... And I was like, I probably should tell him, but I want to see... I don't know what happened because the door hated him. The automatic door hated him because it just kept closing. He wasn't that young either and I felt really bad, but it was really funny. So then I had to watch him try and pull the automatic door open with his hands.
I'm becoming more and more shocked... At you.
That you didn't help him.
Yeah, was this an OAP or
some
something?
Old bloke.
Yeah.
He's struggling.
I mean, it wasn't.
Slightly funny to.
Oh, see, yeah, if it was like 50, like my dad's like, 50, I'd have left
like
him to struggle.
Yeah.
So it was kind of funny, but I like watching people do that. Once on a train in Portugal, I watched two women pull open the door because they couldn't work out where the bottom was, and it was just funny because they were
strong.
Did
they both want to go in the toilet at the same time?
I think they were, you know. It was like, what's the mile high club? What's the train toilet sex club called?
Rack length club.
Getting. Railed.
Not a virgin anymore. Non-virgin trains.
Yes, very true. All right, I'll ding that.
Thank you.
Well, that's good. Well, I can't wait to hear about the date next week.
So I don't know if it'll be next week. We have to arrange that. I just, after I was like, oh, we were chatting, we went out, we left the building, we stood outside. We're talking about me because that's the only subject I've really got.
Of course, yeah.
Of course. And then after I was like, you probably want to go for a drink with me, and I'm okay with that. So here's my number that you wanted, probably. And I didn't. I said, we should go out for a drink sometime. She said, yeah, that'd be great. Then took a number, text her.
You've already done that's nice that you've already texted and you haven't done the 3 day. That's after the first
date. No, because I was like, give me a number now. Right now, I'll text you so I know you've got my number. I'll call you.
Give me your number or that door gets it.
That's very weird when someone does that. I think, I don't know if women do it to guys as well, is if they ask for your number and you give it to them, it's like if they have to call you whilst you're there to check, I feel like this isn't going to go well because you just think I haven't given you the
number. No, a lot of the time it's just so that they've got yours.
What I do is.
But
I
then it's disguised as that. Yeah, it really exactly. is the insecurity.
What I do is I'll type the number into a text message thing because I'll forget to. I'll never ever save anyone's number, really.
That's true.
So I type it into a text message thing and then just text them my name, and then that way I'll try and remember to save the number later. But
Oh, more stories next week. I'm
Man. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah.
Really am. Let's get into a song and then hopefully we've got a game on the other side.
Oh, yeah, we have.
Good.
How much dynamite do you have to come out of people premises with them?
I can do it better than you like. I throw back to the close fist like you wanna fight. Say my name, boy, better say it twice. No mirrors, no words, no none, don't need no advice. I know you don't want me to leave. Handing me the deeds to your house, sending me the car keys. Telling me to take what I like, boy, I don't need a reason. I roll you the trees and we can just chat breeze. I know chocolate's in season. Chocolate's in season. Step, let me know how you feel. DC and double, it's okay, got my hands on the wheel. Powerhouse like steel. I know you can't quite deal. Sweet talk on the field. Money, you don't want me to go. But I got a plan, gotta work out, so you know. Come on, shit going on, can't fuck with my flow. Put my lovers on the road, and the haters on the low. Let me hear you a foe. Chocolate's the season. Chocolate's the season.
Yeah. Mirror, I see me. Picture, I see free. Chocolates in season. Enough of them yellow got diabetes. I don't wanna kill nobody, but they overdose and die when they meet me. Darker than Marcel.
From where?
Love Island.
When?
Week 3. Remove the S from the Snickers. The marathon man's in the knickers. I know it ain't fair, O'Shea, but the gear don't change when I'm banging your missus. First class on the aeroplane. Speak words on the airlobe. Handling business. Live life the Pharaoh way. Be an easy if I can't get a tan cause I'm blizzing.
I just love chocolate. I love white chocolate, dark chocolate. It's
Fubar Radio.
I just love chocolate.
That's Shy FX and Breakage. That's Chocolate Roses featuring Roses Gabor. Sorry, that's Chocolate featuring Roses Gabor and Getz. My bad. That's two more producers. What is going on these days? Producers collaborating with producers?
Yeah, Steph Ellis and Steel Bangles have collaborated quite a lot on stuff, but two absolute bad boy producers, so it is always a banger when they come through. You've heard Mr. Mo Stack, is it called? Oh, what's the song? Screw It Down?
Screw. I know what you're talking about. Screw and Brew.
Yeah, Screw and Brew. That's Steph Ellis and Steel Bangles.
I didn't know that. Fair play. Seems a bit so much more commonplace now. Producers collaborating.
That's another very multi-talented bastard, Zeph Ellis. Bars, flows, he can do every type of music, and he's a bad boy producer, and he's a bad boy songwriter.
Fair play.
I think that's a nice new introduction for guests. The very talented bastard rapper, whoever it is, coming in, comedian. So I think they like that though. He's six like that.
Unless they're adamant that their parents were married when they were conceived.
True.
And they're strong Catholics, and they won't have you compromising their reputation by calling them a bastard.
Religion is no game.
Well, winter is coming.
No.
But before winter, we have autumn. And what happens in autumn? Well, it's not really autumn. It's still technically summer. But it is back to school time, isn't it?
It
for
is
people
indeed.
That do that. Not
is that what happens in autumn? Everyone goes back to school?
Yeah,
everyone.
We have to as well at some point. You're just the law. So we're thinking about that. We're thinking of back to school. What do you do at school? You have PE. So we're going to play a game today. Here is the game. Let's have a game of...
We don't need no education.
Guess the sport with Michael Payne and Reese Sanders.
So very simple.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
No.
My friend's dad, I think, and mum, you know the kids on that school, hey, teacher, leave those kids alone. That's a gang vocal featuring my friend's mum and or dad.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it was Islington Green School.
Nice.
The kids were from Islington Green School.
That's a big song.
Massive.
And it was
song.
A film, and it was an album, and yeah,
and it's
massive.
Just a good slogan to tell a teacher, isn't it? To tell teachers, leave those kids alone.
Yeah.
Especially Roman Catholic teachers.
Yep.
Yeah,
that
definitely.
Are also priests.
Yep. And Sunday school teachers.
Yeah, that's
and
what they're called.
Kids TV presenters from the 70s.
Indeed.
Very good. Just a good
hey,
slogan.
Savile!
Leave those kids alone. Yeah. So we have five clips here of sports that are played in schools.
All day.
They might
are they
be.
Definitely played in schools?
Who's school?
Well, I don't know all schools. I'm saying at some schools, you know, there's some orthodox schools, there's some unorthodox schools. All games can be played in schools. So just bear in mind when you hear the clips.
They weren't allowed to play it just in school.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to play football, the London Oratory.
Well, that's fine, because football isn't even one on the list here.
Just
want to give you a heads up.
Take this opportunity to say, Mr. John McIntosh, head teacher at at the London Oratory, when I was there, you're a pagan. Just for take a leaf out of Stormzy's
book. Did you say pagan or pig? Which one
not
was
pig,
it?
Definitely
not pig,
pagan.
No?
I want to just take this moment as well to say to Mr. Beaver, Mr. James Beaver, suck your mum.
All right, there you go.
Okay. Right,
let's
go.
Wow.
Anyone you
want
to send a retroactive message to?
Mr. B. Love.
Mr. B. Love.
He's an ex-headmaster.
Okay, what was he? Like head of the porn department.
You pulled up Mr. Love, but Mr. Beaver? That's named after a vagina.
Yeah.
Not that anyone's called it the Beaver since about 1980.
Yeah, since like Naked Gun.
Horrific if someone ever said in any kind of sexual term or text where like
shave
was referring to you and said the word beaver.
No one said that since women started shaving their fannies. No one has said the word beaver.
Fanny's not much better, but
fanny's much better
than beaver.
Beaver, yeah.
You can't have an auntie beaver.
Auntie Fanny. Okay, yeah, anyway, let's get on with clip number one. So what you have to do is tell me, write it down, what the sport is that's being played in this school. I'm not saying all schools. You know, there's a lot of other schools. Private
is it
school.
Hogwarts?
Could be a home school, for all I know. Yeah, it could be Hogwarts. So here is sports number one. Okay.
One more time.
It's played in a school. Okay, so I move on to sport number two. Yep.
That sounds like someone got caught wanking.
Sometimes that is a sport. Some can see that as a sport.
It's all in.
Especially if it's a danger wank, it's technically
a
sport.
That's a sport, yeah.
Very sporty.
I can't. One more time.
Yeah?
No.
No, okay. Put something down. Put any, you can put literally any sport down. Here is sport number three. Okay. Number four.
Amazing.
I think that's the shortest clip we've ever had.
Sounds like the snares at the beginning of How We Do by 50 Cent in the Game.
Yeah.
Banger. Forgot about that song.
I wonder if you like, let me just loop it and see if it's.
That's obvious now, though.
Yeah. My name is Michael, and I'm the best.
So, here's the final clip, number five. Yeah, so easy.
One more time.
We all got something?
Yeah.
All right, what do you think school sports number one is?
I've got two.
Well, which one are you going with?
Fuck, Reese, you first.
Archer it.
I said archery as well.
Go with your other one, I'd say.
Fencing.
No, it was ice hockey, of course.
Yeah, because that can be played in all schools.
Of course it is. Ice hockey.
Do you know, where's, name the nearest ice rink to here.
Natalie went to school in Canada.
I had an ice rink at my first school.
Stop lying.
In the winter. It was a swimming pool in the summer.
And then what? It was really an ice rink in
yeah,
the winter.
Yeah, I didn't go ice skating.
Your school had a swimming pool? What?
My first school had a swimming pool. The London Archery.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It was deep as well, but yeah, fucking hell, like we could scuba dive in it.
I don't like deep ends.
Oh yeah.
No, scary.
Always been thrown in it, then that's why.
Yeah, exactly.
Bad memories.
Okay, well, what was number two?
Badminton.
Sorry, I got distracted. Have you seen them segways with the one wheel that you stand on?
Yeah.
A guy just went flying down the road pushing a pushchair while someone over there.
Why don't you point these things out?
I pointed, but no one saw me.
Dad of the year.
What's number two?
I didn't get anything.
I got badminton.
No, it's the egg and spoon race, of course.
It's not a sport.
It is a sport. It's a race. It's a race, isn't it? So it's a sport. What was number three?
Squash.
Yeah, okay. Definitely squash.
That's points for you both there. Squash. What was number four?
Ping pong.
Table tennis by its real name.
All right, okay, fine. And what was number five?
Trampolining.
Gymnastics.
I'm giving Reese that because he was specific on it. It was trampolining, which means 3-2. Reese is the winner.
Shout! I want to take this opportunity to thank my mum, my dad, Natalie, Justin, and Mr. Beaver Sucky Mum.
It's because you proved him wrong, and you can be a winner.
And he won't hit me with a broom, and I'm not about that. So
I'm not about that life either.
I'm not really about. Who is about?
I'm so old that when I was in school, I was at the tail end of when teachers were allowed to, no pun intended.
Wait, what? Have sex with you? What?
No.
Why were you at one's tail end? I support the pun. What?
Yeah. No, you used to get spanked in school, and I was at the tail end of that era, the last kind of 2 years. I remember I was in school, and a lot of the time the beatings were dished out by like nuns, you know, like these are women, men of the, and you know, and some of the priests as well. But the priests were dishing out a different kind of beating.
And I'm just gonna be looking
some of
his mom.
Them, I will point out, some of them, not all priests of
them.
In general.
All of them.
No, no, there's some nice.
Fight me, all of you.
Pope's all right. New Pope's quite nice.
All the priests that work at Our Lady St. Joseph's Primary School
have sex
fight
with
me.
Kids.
No, fight me, right. Innit? Fight me.
Fight, okay, I'll come down here and fight.
Fight me, outside food bar at 6. All of you.
I'll be here.
That's true. All right, well, let's get on to a song and then we can come back and talk about your social media stuff.
Oh, yeah, we've got some social media stuff. Amazing. That's going to get down a treat.
Seriously, all of you, fight me.
I'm going to work. That one right there's going to work. You're not going to work. What you say's not going to work. Allow that. I'm going to work. On the mic, I'm going to murk. Off my nut, I'm going berserk. And what they say's not going to work. Allow that. I'm going to work. Out here, fam, I'm going to lurk. Let's make sure it's going to work. All the tools get put into work. Is this mold is going to work? This dress code is going to work. Beige on beige is going to work. Your dead outfit's not going to work. I can see you're not into work. You're into door, but not into work. Who told you to come into work? P45, don't come back to work. Seconds, you're looking for work. Waiting to blow, you're looking to burst. I give thanks, I'm going to church. I go first, I'm going to surf. Back him, I'm going to work. That one right there's going to work. You're not going to work. What you say's not going to work. Allow that. I'm going to work. On the mic, I'm going to murk. Off my nut, I'm going berserk. And what they say's not going to work. Allow that. Check the mic and adjust it.
Check it.
Yeah, it's me, they trust it. The game is fucked, it's Nazis. Not loyal, forgot what trust is.
Whoa. asking us if we lost it. As if I'm not lying on the mic, like I don't go blind when I write. Take a pick and grab me if you like. Opposite up a light, I might think it's lost it. It's a madness, man. Yeah, that's cool, that sounds like a plan. Sound like money, sound like brands. Wasn't in a dream, then it's not in the plans. Played my part, yes, I done my bit. Done been doing it and still do bits. 100% on the music tip. Pay my bills for the bars, I spit. Bless. I'm going to work. That one right there's going to work. You're not going to work. What you say's not going to work. Allow that. I'm going to work. On the mic, I'm going to murk. Off my nut, I'm going berserk. And what they say's not going to work. Allow that. As if they're still asking us what this is. Mind your business. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. This is none of your business.
Told them mind your business.
See, I'm in some new wits. Black tie rims, don't know what the range is. With the track game, I've been sick. Check this, Valentino exclusives. Stop asking if I still do this. Rhetorical question, foolish. Had more than 5 top 10 hits. Let go with the path for the new shit. That world there's all made up. In gram, it's real, straight up. See me, I'm in the mix, but I don't get mentioned. I got that cool saying, wake up. Now I don't wake and bake up. I get my job done first and blaze up. Pick up the loyal, pick up the traitor. Pick up the talker, save it for later. Just know that one right there's going to work. You're not going to work. What you say's not going to work. Allow that. I'm going to work. On the mic, I'm going to murk. Off my nut, I'm going berserk. And what they say's not going to work. Allow that. I'm going to work. That one right there's going to work. You're not going to work. What you say's not going to work. Allow that. I'm going to work. On the mic, I'm going to murk. Off my nut, I'm going berserk. And what they say's not going to work. Allow that.
Tenshi Strider with Work on Fubar Radio. We got what, 20 minutes left? Pretty much, bang on.
Mm.
Should we go through a couple of the bits that we've seen on social media this week?
Yeah, we should.
Reese is gassed.
I mean, Abby's not sent any of them through or done a job or anything.
Is she not?
I've got the clip.
I was just about to unleash the Reese.
So,
which are we going with? Which clip are we going with first?
We've got one clip, so we're going with one clip.
But I don't know what the clip is, so I can only
choose. It's the one. How do we explain this without saying what it is on air? It's the one with the person saying it's for the last. Says it on the
maybe
running
just
order.
Play the clip.
All right, cool. So it's basically I just sent Abby a clip, and I don't know if she sent it back through or whatever.
No,
or
I've got the clip here.
All right, cool.
But do you want to set it up so it's what happens on the?
Just play the clip. Cause I don't know what
it
is.
No, we'll play the clip. And we'll talk about the clip afterwards.
We're gonna let you listen to the entirety of this last midday chime for some time.
That was Big Ben's last chime.
Yeah, that was great.
For 4 years.
Where did you see that, Reece? I'm going to explain where that came from.
I don't know if you've heard, but there's a comedian called
Michael Dapper.
Yep. And he has created a character, a roadman character, known for his phrase, man's not hot.
Mm-hmm.
Man's not hot.
While wearing a full length puffer jacket.
In the summer.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So basically, he went on Fire in the Booth, Charlie Sloth,
mm-hmm.
and man spat that and it shut down rave blood.
Dude, he shut down the world. Everyone has been quoting this from Amber Rose to Bayern Munich.
Wow.
Have been using this video. There's a segment of the video where he does that, obviously, and it has gone fucking viral. Like, it's mad.
Dun, dun, bum, bum.
People were transcribing before the video. Did you notice people before the video even went viral? Just the sound effects are so well recognized now that a tweet went viral transcribing. Imagine someone writing down scrup. Yeah. Tum, tum, pum, pum. Yeah, look, that would fucking take.
Yo, bro, he wrote that down. He memorized that, and then spat it. And there's been artists, bro, artists putting in work all year for their lives. Man went scrat, pat, pat, pum, pum, and has got bigger than any of the and has been what? Playing.
They have said words.
Blood.
He came through with onomatopoeia, right? And we're not just sound effect. He smashed it. He's I can't even explain how how stratospheric, how meteoric this rise has been. It's brilliant.
This has created some of the best memes since the Drake Hotline Bling ones. Like, this has gone, you've had dubbed over Saving Private Ryan, the opening scene.
Yeah.
You've had the big dubbed over the Big Ben, one of my personal favourites, the South London Snap Crackle and Pop.
Yeah. South London Rice Krispies. Someone's dubbed over a bowl of Rice Krispies with milk being poured on them.
This is one of the greatest things I feel that's come out of the scene in a long time. I mean, Mo the Comedian, obviously killing it, but
this is next.
Okay. Yeah.
You know?
Also, we've got another clip from social media. This one, we'll tweet the link as well to this because it's also a visual thing. But, run this. Just,
Hold on, I don't have it. So this is like, I'm just getting the screen off. What's it called? Reese video. Sorry.
It's all right, Nat.
No, it's fine. This is why I'm like, this is not to be done on air, but okay.
So yeah, basically.
Right, Reese video, okay. This better be worth it. Oh shit, now it's gone wrong. Do you know
what? I can't wait for Michael's reaction.
On, if there is one.
Fill it whilst I do this. This is very annoying.
What, Michael?
Fill him, yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
But yeah, basically, guy is dress sense is somewhat questionable.
Oh, okay, here we go.
And his brethren's come out filming him. You run it and you'll see.
Run the bomber clad tuna!
Nigga, are you okay? Nigga, are you okay? Are you okay, nigga? Loafers with the white socks. Loafers with the white socks. Are you okay, nigga? Loafers with the white socks. Loafers with the white socks. Are you OC, nigga? You done lost your. You done lost your. Your rabbit ass man. Nigga, are you okay? Loafers with the white socks. Are you okay, Joey? Loafers with the white socks. T-T-E-U-R-S-O-O-C. Never, never land ya.
Right, and I think we.
Could you explain
Michael
what the fuck
and I need you to explain what that was because we don't know.
I'm not even going to bother.
Because I don't understand what was going
I'm
on.
I'm not
there.
Even going to bother.
I assume it was a video or something.
Yeah, it was a video.
Right. Okay.
If it would have worked with Justin's reaction, the sound, and someone could have gone back and watched it, I feel like it was just a waste of everyone's time.
It was anticlimactic.
Yeah, I blame Abby.
Well. Something
to get into a song.
No, I was going to move on to something that isn't anticlimactic before we get to a song. Is brand new presenter Callum McSwiggan, who's coming up talking about all things.
Best part about Callum McSwiggan's show, it's on After Hours. So you get this,
and then that.
Then Callum McSwiggan.
You're leading into the sexy on this show, and then Callum goes full sexy at 6.
Yeah, we bring the sexy vibe, and then
we bring the foreplay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then he goes in.
Yeah, we'll lube you up, and then he just jump straight in.
Pass you over to him.
When you mention the words lubed up, it is time to go to a song. So let's do it.
Dance for the ravers, ready for the hype. We don't stop, we're raving all night. I see a lot of pengal on the right. Some are dressed in black, some are dressed in white. Goes in a heat wave, yeah, that's me. Wearing a Rolex, yeah, that's me. Grew up in Bolt E3, that's me. Look at this MC alive, I guess that's who you wanna be.
Everybody down.
hype. We don't stop, we're raving all night. I see a lot of pen gal on the right. Some are dressed in black, some are dressed in white.
FUBAR Radio, what are we going to get into now?
Why don't we do another story? Because I think whilst we're talking about sexy stuff, why not talk about a lady who's had a lovely time?
All right, a 24-year-old. All right. A 24-year-old woman from New Mexico got a fidget spinner stuck in her vagina. Surgeons were forced to operate on a woman who got a fidget spinner stuck inside of her. She was introduced to the gadget by her younger cousins earlier that day. A family member has spoken to press saying she's quite embarrassed. She was playing with the toy in bed. That's all they said about her. And she was playing with the toy in bed and for some reason tried to pleasure herself with it. In hindsight, it was a pretty stupid thing to do. She tried to spin it in her vagina to see if it... How much space do
They're
you...
not that big, I don't think. I don't actually know what they
no,
are.
No, but really. Fidget spinners, they are... It's like a sort of rotary device that spins on an axis.
Well, I see how that could work then, in that case.
You'd have to have space to spin it in your vagina
If it's not... Oh, yeah, like space a gap outside the fidget thing so it can not... No, but I think the idea is it touches you, so it makes you all... Ooh.
Right.
It pleasures you.
I kind of get... If you spin it that way, if you spin it horizontally, vertically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's constantly on a washing machine cycle of lust.
To see if it felt good. After she tried to insert... Sorry. She tried to spin it in her vagina to see if it felt good after she tried to insert it, but somehow went too far and it got stuck. The woman was rushed to hospital to get it removed. It slipped, was accidentally pushed too far into her vagina passage.
Jesus.
Once inside, the opening closed too tightly to remove it. They tried to remove it with a range of lubricants. However, they had to opt to making an incision.
Ooh,
where was
Christ.
It?
I don't know how far it would have gone up. How? And also, it spun like up inside her rather than just it was like going up.
If they got to cut something out of something that already exists as kind of like an opening anyway, where the hell did it go around a corner? Did it go around a corner
maybe
or something?
Maybe it popped up to the cervix. I don't know. Maybe it was one of those. Like if it was on a loop the whole time, would you be the aim of it? I presume is it would give her an orgasm. She was just having a constant like oh.
Yeah, I think this is the best reason to finally take fidget spinners off the market.
I think they do make sex toys for this kind of thing without just bunging a fidget spinner or a yo-yo up inside you or whatever.
Truth.
They do make some sex toys. They love eggs. They're quite nice. Do you know about them?
Yeah, but isn't there an article saying that they're actually really dangerous?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they get stuck in you as well.
Do they? That's the one with the remote control, yeah? That you could be like
that's what someone told
2 miles away and you're like, oh, I'll just pop that one on. It's hot.
Really?
They get stuck in you, I guess.
Can you have it on like a self timer so it can just come on throughout the day?
An egg timer.
Have you not noticed? but how does it? It must have a string on it or something. How does you just literally put an egg inside you?
Yeah, and then just push, I assume.
Oh, Christ, okay.
Have you ever used sex toys?
Yes.
But not love eggs.
Not a love egg.
And not a fidget spinner.
No, but that's not really a sex toy, is it?
Maybe they could be remarketed as vaget spinners.
I don't know. Have you ever used a sex toy?
Nah.
No butt plugs? Anal beads?
Nope.
No strap-ons?
Play with my phone a lot sometimes during
sex.
Can you class that as a sex toy?
I think if you watch porn on your phone, it's a sex toy, isn't it?
Good point.
Yeah. Reese, have you dabbled with any sexual toys?
I try and not have any kind of sexual things on my mind or partake in any form of sexual relations until I'm in a nice sturdy marriage.
I thought you were going to say even during sex I try not to have any sexual thing on my mind.
That's the whole point. That's how you last longer.
Oh, so what do you think about?
Other things. Like just non-sexy things.
Oh, okay. Like
probably normally the people I'm having sex with.
But do you not want to be like, say, when you're having sex then, are you saying your head's not in the sex at all?
Well, normally my penis.
Sex goes nowhere near my head. When it's that crucial moment where it's like, okay, this has probably got to last longer than like 40 seconds, then you have to stop thinking about sex. So basically, stop thinking about sex after like 39 seconds.
So you're thinking about sex at the beginning because obviously you are about to start it.
You're enjoying it.
And then your head goes off somewhere else.
Yeah, because you've got lust in it. So you think about
it. So you're just thrusting at that point with no feeling.
Well, there's feeling, but you're thinking about something else. So you might be thinking about Theresa May.
Okay.
Something unsexy.
Yeah, yeah. And then you come back into the zone, you click out of body experience, come back in towards the end before you bust nut, as you say.
Bust a nut.
Bust
yeah,
a nut,
but
yeah.
That's close.
Yeah.
Bust
nut. Same.
I just finish straight away and just let them deal with it. Do you know what I mean?
What's the word? Spoof? Spaff?
Spuff.
Spuff.
This old silent spuffer.
What's a
that
spuffer?
Sounds like a serial rapist more than a nickname that I want to adapt. The
yeah. Silent spuffer.
The silent
yeah,
he spuffer.
Just creeps in the night. Covers you in ectoplasm and then
sounds like a cartoon rapist as
Done.
Well. That's yeah. the thing.
I've been shook by the silent spuffer again. Well, you can just wiping it out of your eyes.
What's a spuffer? What's spuffer mean?
Spuffing is.
Spuffing.
Ejaculating.
Yeah.
It sounds almost onomatopoeic as well.
Yeah.
Spuffy. Spuff.
Sounds like it would make that noise if you listened closely.
Yeah.
Spuff.
Mine makes more of like a.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hate that noise so much.
Do you? You can't avoid that noise.
I've yeah.
You can over like the slapping of the testicles against
there is
the
that.
Back
That's
of the knee in my case.
I don't know about that. I maybe don't try the. I didn't realise the fidget spinner looked like that. I thought it was circular. That's a bit weird, and I've seen the shape of it.
You never knew what a fidget spinner looked like.
I don't.
What
you know, like the speed bag. You know, like yeah. boxers use a speed bag. She definitely tried to do that on a clip, didn't she?
And then
yeah, she must have a huge clitoris.
Well, and then, yeah, like, I mean, clits come in all different shapes and sizes.
They
but
do, yeah.
But would you think one was big enough to
yeah, like,
box
look,
with a...
Lady C has an extended clitoris and they thought she was a hermaphrodite.
I don't know. Someone Reese is talking to an MSN messenger or something. I don't know. Who's Lady C?
I don't know who Lady C is.
She's like this woman with an extended clit.
Is she... But where would we know her from?
She's like a lady.
Is she in a community that we
have? She was in, I'm dancing on
I'm
celebrities.
I'm dancing on celebrities. This is where
that,
you find these weird people.
That
I don't know. That.
Do you know what, though? That keep that title because that is actually an excellent show that I would watch people
I'm
dancing
just
on.
stepping on famous people. I'm dancing on celebrities.
Yeah, or they just have to lie down. And you know what? If you pitch that idea, it's very sort of Alan Partridge-y or Brass Eye or something. There would be a celebrity that would go for that format, and you'd go, so what's going to happen is you're going to get some people out, and they're going to come on, you're going to lie on the floor, and they're just going to dance all over you, and somebody would go yes to that. How much are you paying?
For
yes.
For real. Or we could have, like, we could incorporate, like, Reese the Silent Spuffer. And
that's what the prize is, bro.
Yeah, you
can spuff on you and you don't know.
Or you could choreograph it and call it Strictly Dancing Come.
Well, that's good. That's some new TV formats coming, I'd say, next year on TV. Sell those formats out.
Uh-huh. On IVT.
But in the meantime, you can listen to Callum McSwiggan. Because he's coming up right
three
now.
3 minutes till his first ever show on FUBAR, man.
Yeah.
I feel like we should... Is he here?
He is outside.
We should hand over.
Do you want to do a
little... Yeah! Get him in here, mate! Callum, mate!
Get in here,
Get him
Callum.
In here.
Quickie.
Quickie.
Get Callum in for a quickie.
Callum, come in for a quickie.
Big McSwigs.
Yo,
can we call you that?
Hello, boys.
Big McSwigs. Big McSwigs.
Like.
Yes.
What's
what are
happening?
You saying, bro?
What am I saying? I don't know. What are you saying?
I don't know. Well, maybe you don't even have to reveal it. You've got 2 hours to let us know what you're saying.
Oh, you want to know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You want me to plug my show? Is that what you're asking me to do?
Yeah.
God, now you're talking my language.
Okay, so if you're listening to this wonderful show right here, you should definitely stick around to listen to me. It is an LGBT show. We're going to be talking about sex education. We're going to be playing some fun games. We're going to have some cool guests. And it's going to be a fun time.
And that's Brilliant. Coming up next.
Right next. Soon. After this tune, we'll see you next week, 4 till 6 on a Wednesday to Blood.
When a big baseline goes for bum bum, put your hands in the air like when a big baseline goes for bum bum, put your hands in the air like
You and me have something we can share today.
When the big bass drum goes bum bum, put my hands in the air, baby, I'm gone. Hit it and I'm on it. four pods, but a chick ain't one. So put your hands in the air like when the big bass line goes, when the big bass line goes for bum bum. Put your hands in the air like when the big bass line goes for bum bum. Put your hands in the air like when the big bass line goes for bum bum.
You and me have something we can share today.